Welcome back. We are up to Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 11, Mishnah 3 of Maseches Trumos. The first Mishnah tells us that we're not supposed to do certain things with Truma in terms of what we make it into. Says the Mishnah, in Osin Tamarim Devash, a person cannot make dates into date honey. So don't take your Truma dates and make it into date honey. Velo Tapuchim Yayin, don't make your apples into cider. Velo Sisvanios Chometz, and don't make your winter grapes into vinegar. Ushar Kol HaPiros in Mishanin Osam Mibriyasan. So you shouldn't change any other fruits from their natural state by squeezing them into juice. Don't do that. But truma of meiser sheni, and this applies if they're truma or meiser sheni, just don't change it into liquids. Have it in its original state. Ella zaysim ba'anavim bilvad, but you can do this with grapes and olives. And so now the rest of the Mishnah is going to go ahead and show us how there's a difference between olive oil and grape juice as opposed to every other fruit juice. So says the Mishnah, Ein sofkin ha'arbayim et mishum arla. So a person doesn't receive 40 lashes if they drink the juice of an arla fruit in general. Ela al ha'yotzei min ha'zeisim u min ha'anavim. Unless you have the juice that comes out of olives and grapes of arla, and that person will receive lashes. For ve'ein mevi'en bikurim mashkin. A person can't bring the first fruits, the obligation to bring the first fruits, you can't bring that from any fruit juice. Ela hayotze min hazeisim u min ha'anavim, except for the juice that comes from olives and grapes. Ve'eino mitame mishum mashken, and fruit juice doesn't usually, as we said this in the previous Mishnah, that fruit juice does not acquire or transfer any tumah as a beverage, meaning ela hayotze min hazeisim u min ha'anavim, except for juice that comes from olives and grapes. Right? We know that Chazal have a list of 7 different liquids that do this, and these are the only 2 fruits on that list. And then finally, Vein Makriven, and we don't offer any fruit juices on the Mizbech, on the altar, except for the juice that comes from olives and from grapes. That was Mishnah Hey. Mishnah Dalet, that was Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Dalet has a very, just a short, quick one-line halacha, and that is that when it comes to truma fruit, only the edible parts of truma have a kedushas truma, and the inedible parts, like the stems and the seeds, they don't have any sanctity. And so therefore, because they're inedible, they don't have any sanctity. So the Mishnah, this one and the first one we'll do tomorrow, to talk about these parts of the fruits. So says the Mishnah Dalet, Uktzei te'enim ugrogaros v'haklisim v'charuvin shel truma, that when it comes to the stems of figs, and dried figs, and klisim, which is another type of fig, or carobs of truma, all these things asurim lazarim, they're all going to be for usher to a non-kohen, meaning they do have kedushas shvi. They do have kedushas truma. And so you'll say it doesn't make any sense. Anyone who knows these fruits, they have stems that are inedible. So why should they be considered usher to non-kohanim? And so the mafarshim explain that the stems that are on these different fruits, even though they are inedible and should not have kedushas truma, nonetheless these fruits are usually soft enough that they are eaten with the fruit, and so therefore they do have kedushas truma. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Dalet. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Hey. Have a wonderful day.